station Houston on Spacer Ground 2. This is the last call for PWD use.
Thanks, CT. I'll check with the crew. We'll give you a call back to confirm that. Thanks. Houston station on 2. We've used all the water that we need for now, so you guys are go for your commanding. Thank you.
Copy, Jessica, and while I have you, I have two updates for you if you're ready to copy.
Sure thing, go ahead.
Okie dokie, for the stowage items on Node 1, Deck 1, what we are asking you is if you could please temp stow them in the Node 2 forward end cone. That will do the trick. For the EMER bag, we would like it to stay in Node 1. In the module, so wherever you think is a good spot for temp stowing, we'll appreciate your evaluation on that. And for the 2.0 CTV that you mentioned you have in that same Node 1, Deck 1 location, at your convenience, let us know what the serial number is since we didn't know we had a 2.0 on that area.
Yeah, it's a 2.05054 Menin Food. It could have been that you guys were tracking it was in overhead, and I could actually put it there temporarily. I don't know that all of the other items will fit in the Node 2 forward end cone. That's pretty full right now, especially for something like a 4.0 and a PMD. But we can assess that, and if it's not going to work, we can give you our recommendations.
That sounds like a plan. And then switching topics, we noticed during your sleep block, you left us a note about the XPWD. Orbit 3 called the OSO on call, and the output of that was that OSO believes that the issue is on the flow meter that has locked up. So every time you will use the XPWD, you will see the lights blinking after the use. But that doesn't mean it's not working properly. You should proceed to use XPWD whenever you need to.
Okay, copy. We will just use it as is and disregard that signature for now.
Good copy.
Additional question. I didn't look at all the details of that activity later today, but for what I'll be doing in Node 1 Deck 1, that will just be a temp stow, right? Like we can put all of those items back there after I complete that activity this afternoon.
Checking, Jessica, give me one sec.
Okay.
Yes, Jessica, we confirmed that after you complete that activity, you can put the stowage back where it was and no one deck one.
Okay, sounds good. That will help us once you know where we temp stow them.
Appreciate it.
Spill station. Good morning, Jack. On 2, you up on board, Jim Camp 2 for our NetRacks work this morning.
And good morning, Jack. Yeah, we won't have field of view for another minute as we're out KU, but from what we saw last when we were watching, it did look like a fantastic view.
Cuba station, Jack on 2, and step 2.2 of the airlock slide. Retract the differential pressure gauge is minus 0.2, looking for a go to open.
Hey, Jack, good morning. You're good to go. We'll get the hatch open at the 2.3.
Go for 2.3. Thank you, sir.
Houston station on 2 forward to transfer.
Station Houston on 2.
Good morning, Houston. This is Andre, and I'm ready for water transfer, and I have yellow number 1517, and this is empty.
Copy. Yetaway number 1517 is what we expected. Given that it is empty, the offload time on 3.2 will be approximately 27 minutes, and you are go on 3.3.
Copy. I have go 3.3 and 27 minutes. Thanks.
Good copy.
Huntsville station injects on 2, step 1.4, now Rex.
I'm just with you on 2, Jack. Go ahead.
1.4, I'm taking the fasteners out of the deck side edge of the MLI fasteners. And the fastener that's on the deck side station starboard is spinning. This is one we had issue with when we installed it, that it wouldn't torque. It was just spinning in there. And it is continuing to spin and doesn't want to come out like that the piece that's in the nano rack itself that the screw is driving into is bending with the screw as I unscrew it. I might be able to hold it in place with some like needle nose pliers or something from the inside. Obviously, there's some amount of chance I'm going to do a little bit of damage to the fastener there as well. So I want to check in with you guys and see what your thoughts are.
We copy, and we're checking on that. And Jack, Hansel's back with you on two. No response required. It seems like you're working at it there, but you are go to use those needle nose pliers. Copy the okay hand.
Tilt station checks on two.
Go ahead on two, Jack.
I don't think I'm really making a whole lot of progress on this bolt. So potentially, maybe if we take the whole, once we get the whole nano rack thing off of the slide, it'll be a little easier to look closer at and try some other techniques. I'd obviously cut the MLI around the bolt if we really need the MLI to be clear, but that seems pretty intrusive. So I'm happy to keep working. I don't know if I'm going to solve it or not, but I can keep working on it, or I can just press and take the MLI off with the whole NanoRex module if that's what you guys want.
Jack, you are good to press through the remainder of the activity. You may get a better angle at that fastener once the rest has been removed.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Sounds great. Thanks.
Station on 2 for water transfer.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Yenavay Phil.
Houston Station, this is Sanjay, and I'm ready for step 6.
Copy. We are ready for you to step into the Terranon activity on step 6, step 1. You got to go.
Copy. I'm still Station Jacks on 2 for this finicky bolt.
Console's with you on 2. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, I've got the lower deployer off the slide, and you can look at it from all the different angles here. I know you guys are on KU at the moment. There's a little bit of play in the bolt. It's still not kind of coming out at all. I've been talking about it with Chris here. We're thinking about grabbing some vice grips to kind of pull on it, to put some tension on it. Maybe kind of like poking at it from the bottom and trying to push it up. We do have a lot of great ideas that don't involve the risk of like snapping the bolt. Presumably the bolt is more sacrificial than the MLI. Our guess right now is that there's probably enough damage in the threads that this fastener location may not be usable in the future anyway. Those are some words. Just want to make sure we're on the same page as you as we try to get this bolt and MLI off.
And Jack, we're checking, but we copy the information. Thank you.
Okay, and also I can just put this aside for now while you guys, if you want a bunch of time to think about it and continue disassembling the slide assembly, or keep working on the bolt. What do you guys, what would you prefer?
Excellent plan. We are content with you tempstowing that and working through the rest of the procedure while we work an idea down here.
Perfect. I will tempstow the launcher, NanoX CubeSat deployer serial number 2003, and the MLI attached to it, and then keep working on the site.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Station with you on 2.
Houston, there. Common source is disconnected from PWD and system valve bypass. System bypass valve back to regulation station.
Copy, and that's a good config.
Thanks.
Station on 2 for storage.
Station with you on 2.
EP, just to give you a little bit of a report about Cygnus cargo ops. These steps that we started with today in the 200s are very, very slow going because, you know, recently we had made a big effort to clear out the corridor to get things in and out, and it was very nice to meet in there, and we were packing the Bay 6 and a lot of Bay 5 and 4 into its final config. But yesterday we had to temp stow a lot of items from Beam and PMM exactly where I was supposed to go today to get things out. So it was, there's still also those big foam boxes which we were waiting for Holmes for clogging up the corridor. So it takes quite a long time to access anywhere beyond like Bay 3. So I had to move stuff around in order to get the 10.0 and that 200 step. And then for step 203, we're kind of confused, but on this one, it says to remove one of the JSBs in order to make space for trash loading. Bay 6, from what we understood, was already completely packed in its final configuration. We had loaded it. We had taken pictures of it. We had, like, stuffed all of the little nooks and crannies with individual items, you know, taking apart some of the JSBs. So when I went down there to look, I couldn't see that JSB in an obvious location, so I think it's buried pretty deep, and it seems like it would create a big mess and a lot of undoing of previous steps to move that JSB. So we're wondering if that is necessary.
Okay, copy. I understand the problem that we created to ourselves by temp stowing stuff from Beam and PMM and now asking you to go to the same location and finding other stuff. So I'm sorry to hear that. I will pass that message to the team on the increment side so they can see the big picture and how we're creating work for ourselves. As for 203, I understand your request. If we already thought that we were in the final config, why are we going in there to do additional stuff with the JSB? So my ISO is taking a look at it, and we'll get back to you.
Thank you. Yeah, and there's a note in that step that says removing to make space for P6 trash loading, which is confusing to us because we thought that Bay 6 was already complete. So that's, I guess, the confusing part. I'm kind of at the end of my block here, but give us a call and we can pass it along to anybody else that is working cargo.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Station in Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Stowage.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jessica, we understand you're about to get into SIVA's first year timeline, so we wanted to get back to you quickly before you hop on the bike and let you know that your perspective on Bay 6 is correct. The packing for that area is complete. We should not be addressing anything on that. However, for this JSB that we're asking you, we're going to have to find another location for that to be stowage and not on Bay 6. So while you're on the bike and ARED, we will find an alternative for it.
Okay, yeah. I think the problem is that, like, I can't even see that one in an obvious location, and because of the way we thought that bay was packed in its final config, we've, like, you know, take out items from JSB to fill nooks and crannies. So it will be a really significant effort to remove that. We looked a little bit further and we see that some of those water resupply cushions, one of those is supposed to go there, and I guess that's the reason. But we'll go down and take another look and see if we can provide any other insight or suggestions for that.
Okay, that sounds good, and we'll look into other suggestions from our end as well, and then we will converge.
Happy, thank you.
And while I have you, I just wanted to let you know PWD and XPWD is back for use.
Happy, go for water up, thanks.
I'm Phil, station Jackson on 2.
Phil's with you on 2, go ahead.
I pointed Cam 1 at the underside of that stuck bolt. While I continue to work on these mounting plates. So if that's useful to all you guys, you can wrap that camera, and if a different angle is useful while you guys think through it, let me know, and I will reorient it while I finish up the plate removal over here on the slide.
Copy that, and we appreciate it. We'll let you know if we need any changes.
Houston Station on 2 for Star Trek.
With you on 2.
KDT, I think another piece of critical information that I didn't pass last time. So I did look at all those JSBs in Bay 6 in general. Like I said, I didn't see that specific one there. We also don't see that as being loaded when we look for it in StowTrack. And if we're talking about P6 specifically, like StowTrack says, that space is completely full by a 10.0 foam that we were supposed to put there, I believe. 10.05044, and that was step 139 decibel 2 in StoTrack. So there are no JSPs in P6, and P6 is completely unavailable for any of those foam cushions since it's still full of that 10.0.
Copy, Jessica. We understand that JSB in BASIC, you don't see it. P6 is completely full with a 10.0 foam. That's the same thing that ISO actually sees on the ground. So he's taking a closer look as to what are we looking for.
Okay, copy. And, just let us know when you have any more info on that. We'll just leave those, everything kind of temperature as it is for now.
Sounds good. Station Houston on Spectral Ground 2 for Jessica and JSP.
Soon you got Jessica's answering service.
All righty, Jack. Okay, so here's the story for that JSB that Jessica was working on. Yes, the JSB on step 203 that we told her it was on Bay 6 is not on Bay 6. It's supposed to be on Bay 1 Cygnus Deploy. That is where it should be Tempstow. The final location of that JSB, we agree with you guys, not on Bay 6. We don't know where yet, so we're taking an action for that to tell you at a different time.
Okay, perfect. We'll have a look to make sure we see it in Bay 1 deployed, and we'll stand by for final location.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much, and so for the copies, I'm also doing the other steps in the truck, so I'll check this and we'll let you know.
Thank you, Sophie.
You send from Sophie for Stuart.
With you, too.
This JSB 5442 is indeed in Bay 1 and will remain in Bay 1 until its final destination.
Copy. I'm glad we found it, and we'll let you guys know. It will probably be during Orbit 2 on your afternoon when we will know the final location.
Great news. By the way, if you have a second, I'm going to show you at the lab camera the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in here, and I did put a comment on step 202.06, and I want to read it.
We are riding the camera right now. I see you now. The ISOs have good instructions, I think, on that specific item.
We do have instructions, but even if it ends up in another CTV, for now, this is actually mission impossible. There's no window to open in here, so first time, for a certain amount of time, it will still stay on the ISS, although in some other CTV. That's very funny. I loved it. You made my day.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
This is Station 2 for StoTrack.
With you on 2.
ADT, one last note on that stowage before I get into exercise. So we really don't care when we get an answer on that 5442. That was not our concern. We have plenty of JSPs that don't have homes yet, and we understand that. The concern was just that we were in one of the following steps. We're supposed to put one of those big cushions in that P6 location. And so obviously that's not going to work since, as we've just discussed, there's that 10.0 there. So I guess the one that we would like an answer for, whatever you guys have it, is where that other foam is going to go. We see that two of them are going in P5, which I just cleared out, which makes sense. But then it says that one of those is going in P6. So that's the bigger concern, because getting those foams out of the way would really make our lives a lot easier.
Copy. We'll take a look into that now while you're on the bike. And I got you. Two foams, two big foams going into P5, one big foam going into P6. The concern is the one on P6. Does it really fit? Not really. So we need to look into what we're going to do.
And nothing else will fit there with that 10.0. The 10.0 takes that whole bay. And the one of those big foams that we're trying to sell is like half a bay. So it's not even close to considering to be finished.
Copy. Quite stuff. Understood. Nothing else will fit. We'll look for more info.
Thanks so much.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Enterex at your convenience.
Huntsville Station, Jack's on the deuce with you.
Jack, first off, we just want to give you a little bit of context on the Enterex activities. For the MLI and the Bolt and the Deployer, you guys have the right idea that the Bolt itself is somewhat sacrificial. The important part is the MLI, and the Deployer itself is expected to be trashed. So, with that in mind, we are curious what you suggest as far as getting that Bolt out. Do you have any preferences on how it might be best to remove it?
The next step, we might take some vice grips to the head and see if we can get enough like tension on it to rotate it. I might try to punch it out from the bottom. There's a lot of play in it, as if the threads and the screw are not really engaged, but there's something that's stopping it from coming out. It's coming out, it's like it's out of the slot like a few millimeters, but not enough to wiggle it, enough to get some needle nose pliers in there to kind of try to wedge it. But if you're happy for the bolt to get damaged and the launcher itself, then we'll give a couple of those things an option before we go any more destructive.
And Jack, we're going to need you to stand by real quick on that.
Okay.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack in forward plan.
I'm on the course.
So we'd like to pick you up on the offer you have to try and remove that bolt using some specifically non-destructive ways. Worth noting that if you start to feel like you're potentially going to break the bolt or cause any sort of damage to the MLI, we would like you to stop and not press with that.
We'll try with the vice grips, and we'll give it a little bit of a go. If you guys are really worried about breaking the bolts, we're of course worried about that as well, given the signature of the fact that it's wiggling around in there, but the bottom of it doesn't seem to be moving. We're obviously worried about the integrity of the bolt, but I'll try the vice grips and see if that helps, and then I'll check in with you. And do you want me to do that now, or do you want me to continue on timeline and catch up with that as I can?
And Jack, we're checking. And Jack, in the interest of keeping you on the timeline, we are actually going to abort this idea of trying to remove that bolt with any sort of tools. Instead, we would like you to grab a CTD that this item may fit in, and we're expecting that you will put in there the MLI, the bubble wrap, and the deployer. We suspect that this will fit into a 2.0 or a 3.0 CTD, and if you can, please report the identifiers on the CTD and can store that in the location.
All right, I will put the launcher, the MLI attached by a faulty bolt, and the bubble wrap. I guess I could put, you want me to just put the bubble wrap in there, or do you want me to try to, like, kind of get it mostly around the launcher? And I'll put it in the 3.0, and I'll let you know the number and where it goes.
And copy that. No need to wrap the items in that bubble wrap. Just make sure that it gets into that CTD alongside it.
Scuba Station, Jack's on 2 in the MPEP removal procedure. Step 1 has been completed, and I'm ready to release the MPEP.
Okay, Jack, on 2. You're good at step 1, 2 to step 1. Jim Allock is activated nominally.
Awesome. Go and step 2.1.
And Jack, it's going on to, just a reminder, you have to over the removal switch twice, not just once. We see good conflict. You're good.
Cuba Station, the MPEP's released from the slide table, and we're ready for airlock deactivation.
Copy that, thanks. I'll go for Jimmy airlock deactivation.
Copy.
Sophie, we're here with you in 2.
The CT setup is complete, and I'm locked out of SSC-17, so you are good to start whatever checkups that you have to do.
Okay, copy. You finished with OCT-2 and log out of SSC-17, and we'll take it from there.
And just for your information, I prepared No2Chem2 instead of No2Chem1 because of the routing was kind of easier to do, but if you want, I can change. And also, do you need the camera now, or will we power it on just for the session?
Copy, Sophie, on the cameras, and we don't need the camera now, so you can power it down if you want.
Copy. Camera is off, but everything is ready.
Thanks, Sophie. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Station Securon Space Ground 2 for Jack. Of course, these are our small palm-sized French flag is floating at the aft 6 or 7 area behind you. But more like a deck side, deck 6 or 7, or aft deck area, in other words. You got it. Thank you. Thank you. And Jack, to move on to you, you're go for step 4 anytime. RPC-5 is open.
Copy. RPC-5 is open. Go in 4.1.
Good.
You go, Jack's on 2 and step 4.8. This is J045 Alpha on the slide tables disconnected, capped and ready for airlock activation.
How about the airlock? Station, scuba on space ground 2 for Jack, at your convenience before we lose you in 2 seconds for LOS. Hey Jack, we have LOS is upcoming, and we will lose KU for long. And just to let you know, down the steps, you can skip the step 4 decimal 18 for the video tour of the slide table. However, we'd like you to make sure the MLI config and going to be saying the step 4.15 to step 4.17, I'd like you to make sure.
Okay, I'll double check 4.15 and 4.18, and I can give you the video tour right now if the minute or two that we have left is enough, and then do the bolts here, or I'll just double check the previous steps.
We don't have to have you do that right now. We can give up the video tour during the LOS, so you can proceed. But make sure for that 15 to 17, those MLIs are properly done.
Okay. I will double check 4.15 through 4.17 before moving on.
Good copy. And then LOP has been activated. You can go further after the MRI is done. You can do a general airlock circuit retraction as well.
Okay, copy. We're reactivated, and I'm good for slide retraction. Thanks.
Good copy. Thank you very much. And out of bounds.
Scuba station checks on to the GEM airlock. Inner hatch door is closed with 4 good LEDs.
Okay, copy that. GEM airlock hatch is closed with 4 LEDs. Thank you very much for the report.
Station Knoxville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Nenelec at your convenience.
So, station, Jack's on 2.
Jack, we realize that we are asking you to stow the hardware that you couldn't do, that you're intending to put into a CTD, that's that MLI bubble wrap and the deployer. But before, if you have not already stowed that item, if it's possible, we would really appreciate if you could take photos of that fastener, so that we can have information on the ground on what may be best to remove it.
Yeah, absolutely. I will make sure those photos are in the NanoRack photo download here that I'll download in a few minutes.
Copy that. We really appreciate it.
Well, station Sophie and Sue for ultrasound.
We're with you on 2 for ultrasound. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just finished the connection and starting the booting sequence of the ultrasound, and what I see on the screen is a software and a window called manometer 1.42 PSI. An error message program was not terminated correctly last run. Press OK to save the log. And also vein press, no vein press device connected. And there's a button where I can hit close. So it's interesting because I just started the computer, but it went to the software application.
Sophie, you can go ahead and hit the OK button there. And then for the next window, you can hit the close button, and that'll put everything back to an existing state.
See, OK, and close. Thank you. Okay, so now I think it looks good. I see a window called ISSMP Ultrasound 2 version 1.3.
Copy, that's a good config.
Thank you. Annexation to CM2 for Relax Pro.
Sophie, we're with CM2.
Yeah, so I've been trying for quite a while now to do the correct connectivity with the iPad, and nothing works. I tried to start several times from scratch, I mean, turning off the iPad, turning off the watch, removing Bluetooth, reactivating Bluetooth, pairing, unpairing, etc. It doesn't work. And so now the symptom I see on the watch is when I tap pair phone, I have only two possibilities. It's either pairing failed, or it's finished setup in the app, the Garmin app.
Okay, Sophie, we copy you all. We're going to need to discuss this further on the ground. We'll give you a call back shortly when we have an answer for you.
Thank you. And I do confirm that right now there is a good connection in terms of Bluetooth between the watch and the iPad. When I go to the iPad settings, it says connected. But it's just with the Everywhere app. Even if I scan, It doesn't find a watch. Basically, the problem is in step 4.8, where even after 30 seconds, the device is still not detected by the iPad. And tried everything, restart, and all of this thing, and didn't manage.
Okay, Sophie, yep, sorry to hear that. We do have one step you can try, which would be basically to reset the Bluetooth connection. You'll go into the settings and forget the watch, and then turn the Bluetooth off, and then you'll turn the Bluetooth back on and reconnect the watch and see if that fixes things.
I tried this already, and it did not fix, unfortunately.
Okay. Copy, and we will continue to scratch our heads here on the ground.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie on a question on cargo ops.
Station Ground 2.
Sophie, we were looking at the NG cargo ops in specifically on two steps, step 200.04 and then 202.02. What we notice is first we talk about 9 cateos is on the step. We read your note. The site 7 cateos, so we were wondering where are the 2 cateos out of the 9. And then on the next step, 200.04, there's 3 additional cateos. So we're looking for where are all of the cateos the five cations that we don't see on your note.
Okay, so I'm going to check all of the numbers. Basically, I did put, I don't remember which amount, I'll go check, and I did put, I think, seven KTOs in node 3 and count, and all of the rest in FGB. Because the problem, we started with a problem is that in FGB, there was not enough room for all of them. And but let me double check and check my crew notes. If they don't make sense, and I'll correct them and I'll let you know on the loop.
Actually, Sophie, that answers a question we had. I'm going to repeat back what I think you just mentioned is your note specifically says seven KTOs on the USOS side. I understand that. And then based on this discussion, five additional KTOs went into FGB. With that, the numbers match, so no further action. Thank you.
Great. That makes sense for now. Thank you.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. The serials for the blood draw tubes for my cipher prep are in the crew.
Can copy that, Chris. Thanks for the heads up.
No problem.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Relax Pro.
Sophie's with you, too.
Hey, Sophie. Unfortunately, we need more time to troubleshoot this one on the ground. Our plan is to give you a call back sometime this afternoon when we have some additional troubleshooting steps, and our goal is to get it recovered no later than 4 hours prior to your crew sleep today.
Okay. So, please, whenever it's... it is a good time for you. Don't hesitate to call at any point, and then we'll try to make it work.
We copy. Thank you.
So last thing that I need to try is on Jessica's iPad and make sure it's disconnected from Jessica's iPad. I mean, I suspect it was not the root of the problem because I was deep in Columbus, like close to the end cone, whereas Jessica was close to the node 3 end cone, and usually it disconnects from the Bluetooth with that much distance. But, I mean, just as a safe step, we could do that, and then I would do again the entire disconnect, power off of the whole chain, and just try it again. So that's my last thing to try.
Okay, we copy y'all. That's some good ideas and good data points for us to have here on the ground. We're going to continue to, basically assess it here on the ground, and we'll have some steps for you for this afternoon.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I'll let you know for now. I wait until Jessica's done with her exercise, and I'll try to capture this.
Copy all. Thanks.
Phoenix is on 2 for Relax Pro.
Hey, Sophie, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that we've got Jessica. We double-checked, and indeed her iPad does not see the watch, and so this is not the issue. So same conclusion as earlier. I think is failed on the Everywhere app.
Okay, we copy all. Appreciate you checking for us, and we are targeting the Everywhere app as being the culprit here, but still working on further troubleshooting options for you, and we'll give you a call back this afternoon.
Thank you very much. And Sophie 2 for CT2.
We're with you on 2. Sophie, go ahead.
Yes, whenever it's a good time for you, I am ready to power off the CT2.
We're checking. And Sophie, back with you on 2. We are ready for you to power that off now.
Happy powering it off now. Thank you. Send Sophie on 2 for the last calc.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I have with me probe number 1022. If it's okay for you to support me starting the activity a little bit earlier.
All right, Sophie, we copied 1022. That's a good probe, and you are go to start early.
Thank you so much. Alright, and so I will be very soon looking for your go so that safing is complete. Is that 2.1 and 2.2?
Yep, Ethos is working on that right now, and we'll get back to you when it's done.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. Hot safing is in place. You have a go in step 2.3 of your IMD flow measure.
Thank you very much. Anderson goes to 2.3. Thank you. And Sophie on 2 for step 2.5.
Go for 2.5.
So there was a little bit of dust on this airlock IMV jumper duct screen on the backside of the IMV duct, but not too bad, to be honest. Not as much as the last time I did it, so I just cleaned it, and now it's all clean.
We copy. Thanks for the report. You're good to continue.
There you go, and step 2.6 is complete. You are go for safety and commanding.
We copy. That's putting in work right now. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. Safing is in place. You are going step 3.5.
Go in 3.5. Thank you very much. And from Sophie for the lift off.
With you on 2, Sophie.
3.6 is complete. You are go for safing commanding.
Roger that. We'll put that in work, and you are go for step 4 and subs.
Houston, Sophie and 2 for Villa Scalc results.
We're ready for him.
So all the examiner in the cupola, but just wanted to mention to you that in node 1 overhead 2, the port size is really less, like it's about half of the starboard side. So I did save the numbers, but just wanted to let you know that I did the measurements twice, but the feel is actually the same as the recorded. Like one of them is, the feel is half of the vent flow.
Okay, copy, Sophie. Thanks. That's helpful. Port side is less on node 1 overhead 2. We think that might actually be data that we expect historically. Ethos is looking into it, but I think that's something we've seen before. But we definitely appreciate that data point.
Okay, good news if it's expected. Thank you.
Houston Station checks on 2 for PM and Cone Stoker.
With Dan 2, Jack, go ahead.
Okay, I was just in the FPVA with Sergey, looking at a couple of these locations. The panel 313 in step 102 and in step 104 panel 429 both have do not steal anything behind this panel markings on the front. I just want to make sure you guys are tracking that. We looked behind them. Both 313 and 429 might have a half DTV worth of space back there, not quite as much as is listed. 226 panel in step 103 has a bit more space, but I understand that they typically don't know things in those compartments just loose. They usually have them inside of a bag. It sounds like we're going to be stowing these acoustic blankets kind of loose back there amongst all the equipment. Just want to double check that this is indeed what you guys want me to do.
All great questions, Jack. Give us a sec to look into it, and we'll get right back to you.
Great. Thank you.
Houston, 15, 2 for Velocica.
Go for Velocica, 50.
Just wanted to report to you at step 9.4 behind the panel at lab 1 overhead 101. It was really dusty and needed a was desperate of a good cleaning. Now it's clean, but yeah, that was surprising for me.
Okay, we copy. Thanks for getting that good clean. And while we have you, back to the other imbalance that you'd reported earlier. When we've seen this in the past, it's been solved by a linear diffuser cleaning, so we're looking into maybe getting that scheduled in the near future.
Okay, great news. Yay, multi-meeting.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and PMM cleanup. Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Jack and PMM and cone cleanup.
Houston, this is Chris on 2 Jack. So I just in the Russian segment. I can let them know you are looking for machine to see folks back.
We're actually about to head into a 17-minute LOS. Do you mind relaying a message for us?
I don't mind at all. I'm ready to copy.
Fantastic. In 103 of his show notes, if he thinks the blankets will fit in a location, he can put them in there loose. He had two other questions we're still looking into, but those will not preclude him from continuing on in the next steps.
Okay, in 103 of his show notes, if blankets fit, they can go in there loose. Is that a good copy?
Affirm.
Copy that, and then if either the other two things that are out for an answer shouldn't stop them from pressing on during the LOS.
That is correct, and I misspoke. It's Stow Track, not Stow Note. I'm sure you would have figured that out, but so we appreciate you passing on the message, Chris. Thanks.
Yep, that's what I figured. I was like, that's a pretty long Stow Note, but yeah, I figured. Cool, thank you. See you guys on the other side.
And Sophia, too. Okay.
Sophie, I got you broken on, too. We've got a little bit of blockage, but we can give it a shot.
Okay, that's procedure complete.
Copy. Procedure complete. Thanks.
Welcome. Hensel, Sophie on 2 for ultrasound.
With you on 2, Sophie.
I was looking at all of the hardware in the show notes that I should trash and just wanted to report to you that inside, so for lines 3, 4, remaining that is not listed here, and the barcode is HRX09805 Juliet. It's another 4/RS probe.
We copy the additional probe, and Sophie, you did drop out. We lost S-band forward for a few minutes. Could it be possible for you, or a few seconds, could you go back and repeat some of that information?
Sure. Looking at the show notes, lines 3, 4, and 5 of the first ultrasound activity, I will have to trash some of the probes, but there is one extra probe, and it's a 4Charlie_RS probe, and the barcode is HRF0980.
I'm sorry, Sophie. We are going through some very difficult S-band coverage right now. Would it be possible for you to repeat that one more time?
Okay, no worries. There is one extra probe that is not labeled in Columbus 144_Hotel 1, line 345 of the first ultrasound activity that I have seen. The barcode is HRS09805 Juliet. I was wondering if I need to trust this as well.
Okay, we copy that additional probe. We're checking.
So from Sophie on 2 for other items in this location.
With you on 2.
So there are also 3 other items that look pretty old. So it's an old bottle of Echo Gel, serial number 1124, that seems empty, but also very old. Another Echo Gel bottle, serial number 4, same, it looks really old. I would recommend to trash those two. And the third Echo Gel bottle, serial number 1130, seems not that old and not empty. So this one I would probably relocate it with the other HRF ultrasound Echo Gel.
And we copy the serial numbers on the Echo Gel, Sophie. Thank you. We're checking about the serial number 1130, and stand by on the go for trash.
Copy. Standing by.
And so from Sophie also, while I'm standing by, do I have the go to start the 1530 activity to, it's called ultrasound to alternate stove, final stove?
Yes, you will have a go for the final stove activity. And trash.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jack and PMM cleanup.
Houston, Chris on 2, Jackson the FGD, can I pass him a message?
Unfortunately, Chris, this is a long one, so at his convenience, we'd like to talk to him. We've got an answer and three follow-up questions for him.
Copy that. Yeah, understand you guys don't want to talk to me. I understand. But yeah, I'll pass it on to Jack.
Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2 for EVA switch.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Julia, we finished the reorganization tools bag, which made us very happy, and we're very pleased with the results. We're going to move on to some of the other bags since we have some more time remaining. One question, though, in the EVA hardware org, at the end of it in step 16.02, it tells us to sew scissors in the staging bag. I already put a pair of EVA scissors in the staging bag for Monday's activity on Fishtrainer Hook 7, and that was per the pump module CCE config, it said. So I guess I'm just double-checking. Do we really want two pairs of EVA scissors in the staging bag, or should we put these somewhere else?
Okay, copy all. We're happy that you're happy. And regarding the scissors, we're going to need a few minutes to look into that, but I'll get back to you when we have an answer.
Okay, yeah, no worries and no rush. You can leave them where they are for now because the next step actually tells me to return the empty bag into the mesh bag pantry, but there's still another item in that bag that we don't have an answer for, and that was for GTEC, acronym Golf Tango Echo Charlie. That was previously in the staging bag, but for Monday's activity, I was told to remove that from the staging bag, but I never had a stowage location to put it. Actually, it was never spelled out in that activity to remove it. It was just not part of the new config for the pump module.
Okay, we copy. I will try and find some answers on that as well.
Okay, yeah, whenever you guys get it. So for now, just so you know, I'll leave that mesh bag in the mesh bag. It's just deployed in the airlock, and it has the one pair of scissors and the GTEC in it, and that's all.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Station Huntsville for Sophie and HRF Trash.
Please move you on too.
Yes, Sophie. We found that that probe that you found, barcode HRF09805 Juliet, should have been trashed in a previous activity. So you're going to include that in the items that you're trashing now. As far as the Echo Gel, those are common trash items and expendable, so you can go ahead and trash the serial number, the two ones that were expended, and if you would, go ahead and restow the serial number 1130 with the other Echo Gel.
That would be great. So trashing the two old Echo Gels and restowing 1130 and trashing also the probe, which ends in 805 Juliet.
That's a good copy, and that Echo Gel serial number 1130 will go into the green kit in the HRF.
Copy that. Green kit.
Thank you, Sensation on 2 for PAL.
Go ahead, on 2.
Julie, just wanted to check. It looks like this PAL event is just recorded. We see that it's blue box as the start time, but obviously, since we're just recording it up here, that has a little bit of flexibility. Just wanted to make sure that we weren't missing anything.
And Jessica, yep, great question. We can definitely be flexible with that. Just let us know when you'd like to start. We'll be ready.
Okay, but I guess that's what I mean. We are recording up here, right? You guys aren't recording down there?
I understand the question now.
Or are you recording it?
We're checking.
Okay, copy, thanks.
And we are recording that on the ground. So we'll be ready to do that when you guys are ready.
Okay, so we will not record. Okay, yeah, we should be ready on time. We just wanted to double check the intent. So you guys will record, we won't, and Jack just loaded down there to get set up right now. Thank you.
That sounds great. Thanks for clarifying.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And Jack Houston on 2, we've got you loud and clear on the mic. Houston on 2 for Jack. If you're still there, we would appreciate a pan up to catch those flags, and then we're ready for a 10 count.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 red bricks.
That looks beautiful, Jack, and sounds beautiful. We are ready whenever you are to record on the ground.
Be a few minutes getting changed and organized, and we'll be right back with you.
Yep, understood. No rush. Go ahead, Early.
Thank you. Starting now.
Go ahead, on 2.
Yes, I'm reaching the end of step 5, and just the part that says verifying initial channel profile, I'm working only on charger 3, and all of the channels, I mean, I have everything that is correct according to table 1, the expected battery types. So I don't really understand step 5.1, 5.2, 5.3, because I'm only in charger 3, and does it mean that you want me to...
Okay, restarting the video here, so...
Okay, it's just a troubleshooting step now, I understand. So... Because everything is as expected, then I will just press on.
Yep, that sounds good, Sophie. We concur with your final conclusion to press on.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie.
Hey,
we're a couple minutes away from a 20-minute LOS, so if you get to step 21 while we're offline, you do not need to wait for our go. As long as you're certain that you're only charging channels 3 and 5, you can proceed.
Thanks. I'll make sure that I will be charging only channels 3 and 5, and we'll be able to proceed in step 21. Thank you.
That's a good read. Thank you.
Station
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Relax Pro at your convenience. Bonjour Sophie. Just wanted to circle back to you on the Relax Pro story. We've been discussing with the folks here, and we've actually been able to replicate the issue on Cadmos here on the ground, and we think we have a forward plan here for you. We wanted to confirm with you if the watch serial number 2 was forgotten and not listed under the Bluetooth settings on yours and Jessica's iPads before reestablishing that Bluetooth connection.
I confirm. I did press the functionality forget this device for the other watch.
Copy that, Sophie. Going forward then, we suggest using your backup iPad, which we're tracking with serial number 1084 for this ongoing session. If you have it, we think it may need to be charged.
The iPad I'm currently using and have been using since the beginning for all of the ops work is 1084. The other one, I never connected to CloudNet, so I was wondering, do you need me to connect it to CloudNet? The other one is 1083.
That would be great, Sophie. Yes, please.
Wait, just as a heads up, this one has been behaved like in a weird manner, and this is why I never connected to CloudNet. I cannot use it as a backup because it does not work properly. So, I mean, we might run into some issues, we might not, I don't know. Just giving you a heads up.
Copy, Sophie. Thanks for the heads up.
And also, can you give me the information, so once it will be used, will I have to keep it all the time in CloudNet, or will I be able to switch back and forth?
And Sophie, to keep it on CloudNet would be our expectation.
Let me call Flight Director then. I will call Flight.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Chris and EVA Toolstep.
Houston, 1-2.
Hey, I've got some answers on final stowage locations for a question Jessica had earlier, but I've been saving it because I wanted to talk to you.
I super appreciate it. I am ready to copy.
All right, so you should see a triple jump mesh bag in the airlock with scissors and G-Tech in it. So the scissors are going to end up in airlock deck 0 behind the closeout in a 1.0 CTB labeled EVA Miscellaneous Tools number 1, serial number 1034.
Oh, yep, we know that bag.
I thought you might. The G-Tech is going into the airlock 1 deployed large ORU bag, serial number 1016.
Sorry, you broke up a second saying that serial. Is that the large ORU bag that we have configured for the for module CT?
I don't know that piece, but the serial number again is 1016.
Okay, large ORU bag 1016. I already have pre-configured it, for the pump module CCE posture. So let me just double check on that, but if that's the case, it's not obvious to me that we'd want to just add this other G-Tech to it.
Okay, yeah, we understand, Chris. We're double checking on that to see if it's the pump module bag. The last thing I have for you is that triple jump mesh bag can be returned to the mesh bag pantry per that stow track step 1602 through 1603.
Copy that. Mesh bag back to the pantry. Sounds.
Thanks for your help.
No problem. For EVA, so I obviously had some extra time with this activity. So we also did a reorg of the EVA sockets bag. Two things out of that, I'll try to leave a crew note, but I just kind of did a video inventory of it rather than trying to type everything, again, link to video, just kind of showing everything in there. And I also found the 7/16 by 2-inch rigid socket that we too late, but found it in there. It was attached to a 12-inch drop-through tether point, so it looks like a long socket instead.
Okay, copy to all, Chris. Got most of that revelation. We had a little bit of spotty com where you dropped out, but the copy of the video and the socket piece there. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and
Yeah, if there are any questions based on the video tour, happy to go back and look in and report serial numbers or quantities or anything that's helpful. Thank you.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and XPWD help.
Right on, too.
Hey, if you got a spare 5 minutes, we would appreciate a power cycle of PWD, given the flashing lights reported earlier. Got a procedure when you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
All right, it's going to be ISM 11.442, XPWD power cycle. And again, the whole thing should take about 5 minutes.
11.442 for an XPWD power cycle. All good. Station on 2 for XPWD.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
2.3 of that feature, XPWD is powered back on, and it's a good LED test.
Fantastic, and we're seeing good data on the ground. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, you're welcome.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Chris and GTEC answer.
Chris is looking for GTEC.
Hey, thanks for your patience. So that will not be needed for the pump module EVA. As such, I got an alternate location, airlock 1, deck 1, Bravo 2.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Deck 1, Bravo 2. I think that's where we got the GTEC for the pump module config from. So that, yeah, so deck 1, Bravo 2. Thank you very much. Thanks for checking on it.
And CPM 2 for LCQ.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
Hey, I wanted to contact Molly for the OCT and just asking if I needed to do some actions to transfer some data or on the software. And depending on the answer, I might go to the OCT before DPT.
Order checking.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. You can go ahead and stow OTC before DPC. Just leave the laptop open, please.
Okay, leaving laptop open and stowing OTC before DPC. Thank you.
So, Station Jax on 2 for the spacecraft atmosphere monitor.
That's for with you on 2, Jack.
I think you said you wanted the network information on the display screen, and in the network line it says Wi-Fi connected. The state is MCA.
Copy. Wi-Fi is connected, and state is MCA. Thank you. We appreciate that status.
Okay, we're out. If you need anything else.
Will do. Y'all have a great evening.